B-E-N-Z.
Well, I have a blue was without you. I'll be so blue celebrating Umoja.
Umoja means unity, baby.
Decorations are red, black, yellow, and green. Won't mean a thing, dear. Not even Imani. And the windows, Kinatas, candles start dripping. And from the Kikombe, Cha Umoja, you're sipping.
Adds new meaning to the term Kaumba, don't it?
You'll be doing alright, opening the Zawadi tonight. But I have a blue, a blue, blue, blue Kwanzaa.
It's all about Kujicha Kulia, man.
You'll be doing alright with your Nguzu Saba. But I have a blue, blue Kwanzaa.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The 1960s was a time of great socio-political upheaval in the United States, when millions of Americans were standing up to demand their civil rights. For many African Americans, the nation's slow march toward desegregation was encouraging. There was also renewed emphasis on black pride and a return to African roots. In 1966, Dr. Maulana Karanga, now a black studies professor at California State University, introduced Kwanzaa, a seven-day social holiday created to celebrate black identity, encourage unity, and preserve African culture. The name of the holiday is derived from the Swahili phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, which translates roughly as first fruits. At an inaugural ceremony for the new holiday, seven children volunteered to carry the six letters in the word Kwanzaa. Rather than leave one child out, the holiday's spelling inherited a spare A at its end. Though Dr. Karanga intended Kwanzaa to be a social holiday rather than a religious one,
I like how you combine the two pieces.
He shrewdly specified that it was to be observed from December 26th through January 1st, the week between Christmas and New Year's. The timing was no accident. In the few decades since its inception, it has come to be celebrated by millions worldwide. Kwanzaa displays are rife with symbolism, with unity a strong theme of the holiday. One important tradition is the passing of the Unity Cup. Family members and guests sip from the cup and pour it in memory of their ancestors. The kinara, a candelabra that represents the original stalk from which all African ancestors originate, holds seven candles, each representing one of the seven principles of Kwanzaa. Umoja, or unity, is represented by the center black candle. On one side are three red candles, symbolizing self-determination, cooperative economics, and creativity. On the other side of the Umoja are three green candles signifying collective work, purpose, and faith. Celebrations often include song, dance, and African drums. Though originally intended as a holiday of solidarity, in later years, Dr. Karanga took pains to emphasize that Kwanzaa's message and reach could be so much greater. Just as millions celebrate Irish culture on St. Paddy's Day and Mexican culture on Cinco de Mayo, Kwanzaa has grown to fulfill Dr. Karanga's vision. The vision that people of all stripes celebrate the African culture and spirit.
B-E-N-Z!